Welcome to the Marshall Pruitt Podcast, our first of 2017, the middle of December. We posted our IMSA ambient audio feature from Daytona International Speedway. That proved to be the most popular ambient audio feature of the year. So we're going to kick off 2017 with what I hope will be another popular one, one that I certainly enjoy. And that was from the World Endurance Championships visit to the Circuit of the Americas in September. We kick off with the world's angriest V4 turbo from the World Championship winning and Le Mans winning Porsche 919 hybrid. And this piece runs for a little bit. It's from opening practice. You hear just a variety of engines. You hear the awesome twin turbo V6 AER, very distinctive. The unmistakable Ford GT and their twin turbo V6s. There's a Corvette C7R that its rumble is familiar to IMSA fans for sure. You have Porsches. You have a lot of LMP2s that are popping and crackling and whistling with their V8s and the flat shifting and whatnot. Just a lot of great cars, a bunch of amazing motors. Audi's single turbo diesel V6, which is very quiet, but you can pick it out as it whistles by. Toyota's LMP1 twin turbo V6. It's great. If you love technical diversity, the WEC is just pretty damn nuts. With P1 being the pinnacle, I think, of everything worldwide, even Formula One. So, fun stuff for me. I hope you enjoy it. And we close towards the end. It's actually a fairly extended bit of the cars heading to the final corner and driving away down the long front straight and up the hill towards turn one. So we were actually positioned the mighty Roland R26 audio recorder facing them. So as they drive away, they are blasting straight into the microphone. So you get to hear everything that they're doing. And I just love that sound, that right in your face, ambient screaming motors of all kinds of ferocity. So that's what we have. This is another just turn up your headphones and enjoy type podcast feature here. Rather than turn up the quiet motors and try and balance everything so everything's equal, just left it by choice so that you hear exactly what it's like. Some are screaming, some are crazy, you have to plug your ears, others you need to listen up a little bit, but that's what it's like when you're there, when it's happening. We also, having just reached into 2017, I made the long overdue decision to start a Marshall Pruitt Podcast Facebook page. Did that during the New Year break, and that now holds all 101 podcasts that have been posted so far, and we'll do that going forward. So you can definitely please subscribe and leave your comments on iTunes for the Marshall Pruitt Podcast, and if you want to get it directly from the podcast source, podbean.com, Marshall Pruitt Podcast is there. But in terms of regular interaction and where I'm going to post things first for folks to listen to and use and share and drop onto their own sites if they like, I'm going to be doing that on Facebook. Just look up the Marshall Pruitt Podcast and it's right there. So off we go with some WEC awesomeness at Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas.
Thank you. series around the world, including Formula E, and certainly right here.
The deck. session and every lap. Just consider for a moment that somewhere like Ford will probably bring...
Exactly right. I was right there. And they do. They have about 15 people. Detectors everywhere. But these guys are... They even have meteorology reports in there. They're weather stations collecting information that is going on. They're measuring the temperature of the asphalt out on the track. So it's already...
I Thank you. Thank you. every good strong lad get.
Thank you. to Fox Traction. Looks like we're in the reserve here. Remember, during a stop and go, there is no service, no hands on the vehicle. Andre Lotterer at the wheel of the number 7 car now. And excess consumption of energy.
First time we've seen that one.
That is an interesting deletion. So, lap 4 we deleted in the number 7 car for the excess consumption. That is what that damage is for.
You know, as we go into more and more hybrid uses and creative energy sources, that's going to be something, you know, that's part of the equalization between a diesel hybrid and a gasoline hybrid. How to get those to be equal. And so that is definitely something that it's the technology that tells them when they exceeded, and certainly FAA WEC authorities are doing
the top position with average lap time of 146.2. Well, the Audis are already under that with 145.8, so we have up the gamut. It really is just very impressive. Two Audis right there where they need to be, Jarvis and Lotterer.
I'm trying to find out about that extra compression. Let's get the fuel flow here that I've always been so.
Fourth and third and fourth, Romain Dumas and Brendan Hartley leading the way. The number 2 car ahead of the moment of the number 1 car. In fact, Kobayashi and the Toyota just moving up to the number 6 to 4 place overall. The of Wayne and Hartley. Tryhammer in the Rebellion. Just behind.
Thank you.
And those were the awesome World Endurance Championship cars at Circuit of the Americas. Definitely love the P1 cars. They sound so incredible. Not only get to hear the energy harvesting going on under braking, that whine, but then also get to hear that 500-600, who knows how many horsepower is deployed, exiting out of the corners. And you can actually hear, if you happen to capture one of the Porsches or the Toyotas or the Audis isolated, accelerating up the front straight, and actually hear that point where the really hard acceleration falls off just a little bit, goes from having both the monster hybrid motor plus the combustion engines pushing it forward to just the combustion motor. But just, to me, wonderful sounds. I don't know how long we're going to have these things, but we really do need to cherish them while we do. Also, didn't know I was capturing the Audi R18 for the last time. So that's another thing that, if you're a fan of the four rings and just love that muted, whooshing turbo diesel sound, you have some here in perpetuity. Obviously, you have every episode of the Marshall Pruitt podcast that you can now listen to. It's been captured on a new Facebook page for the Marshall Pruitt podcast, which you can search under. You can also subscribe on iTunes, leave a review, a comment, whatever you like. And as always, I'm Marshall Pruitt. Thanks for listening.